Red Raven basketball season just around the corner, and we're joined by the returning sophomores for this team, Isaac Jackson and Boubacar Keita. Guys, first question, your offense played at an elite level for large stretches of last year, finishing second in the league in field goal percentage, tops in three-point shooting. What's the key to sustained success offensively this year?
I feel like, personally, for us, we just have to buy in as a team and make sure we hold each other accountable, just like getting in the gym, getting shots up, you know, things like that, and staying together as one to be able to not get each other's heads, not need bad headspace so we can, like, get out there and just shoot.
What is your relationship like with Coach Herkelman, and what is it about his style that brings out the best in this group?
I have good relationship with him, like, coach to player, and then we still have good relationship after the call and stuff. Me, I like the program, everything about the program, like the training. Yeah, we'll be training hard here. Yeah.
Okay. There are a lot of newcomers on this team, you two obviously being the only returner. So what has that transition been like for you, becoming the leaders or veterans of this team in this program?
Honestly, it's been sort of a smooth transition for me to be able to stand at my ground a little bit, like being a sophomore and showing people how the Coffeyville program is and what we do here, and hard work, obviously, and putting these guys on the same type of schedule that Coach Kirk wants them to be on. And I feel like, yeah, just with these new guys, they're really, like, well-focused with that and want to buy into what we got going on here at Coffeyville.
All right. For this next one, if you guys don't mind, I'd like both of you to give an answer, because I think it'll be a little bit different for both of you. Former Raven, current K-State Wildcat Tyler Perry came and spoke to the team earlier this summer. So what did you take away from his message and his experiences from that conversation with him?
Personally, for me, knowing that he came from a small town, I can relate a little bit with that, because I came from a small town as well. Just, like, being able to know that you can go out there and do it and make dreams happen, and just, like, it's a reality that can be – I mean, a dream that can turn to a reality just like that. And the same stomping grounds that he was on, being here, having that foundation and stuff like that, I feel like makes any dream possible for me. It gives me more encouragement for, like, a lot more, like, my future successes along the road.
Yeah.
So.
And BK, what'd you take away from that?
I mean, his presence here, coming in to talk to the young guys, us, because that was my first time seeing him. Last year he was here. I didn't get the chance to meet him. But, like, him coming to play with us this year, and having him to talk to the young guys coming from high school to join the program, it was a lot. I learned some stuff from him too, but it was a lot helpful from those new people. So they had to know how he did from his transition, being here, what he'd be doing and stuff. Hopefully they're going to take those accountability and then use them in the future.
Absolutely. All right, this will be the last one for both of you guys. What is the ceiling for this group in 2023? Obviously, I know not a ton of minutes on the court yet together, but in terms of talent, and in terms of you both have seen this league up close, seen some of the teams in this league, how far can this team go?
Obviously, you know, the Jayhawk Conference is the toughest conference here and the nation. So, you know, there's a lot of competition that goes along with it, and I feel like our group can adjust really well and, like, just keep elevating with each other, because the beginning of the year to now, I've seen a lot of improvement and a lot of progress. So I just think that we really can just keep building off of that, and we could really have a good shot at this league this year to getting a national tournament title or something else, like, along the lines of that.